how much of this game was sheer talent that Florida had, the underdog mentality combined with talent? How much was it that Ohio State had no game plan?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both, a combination of all. I mean, obviously, when you have to sit around for 40 days and listen to the fact that there's no way you can beat Ohio State, I mean, that can get stuck in your craw. And I had a similar situation in my pro career as a member of the Denver Broncos. We opened up against Green Bay, the Packers, at 13-point underdogs, and eventually played them in Super Bowl 32 at 11-point underdogs. And, you know, we heard the same thing. Oh, you know, they're not going to be able to run on the Packers. They're too big. Denver's too small, and this, that, and the other. And, you know, at the end of the day, we come out with a 31-24 victory, and it was a motivating factor. I mean, it's kind of us against the world mentality, and I think Florida definitely had that. I think the other thing, you know, when you watch that game and you watch it unfold, they just had superior athletic talent. I mean, there's one or two guys from the Ohio State side that I thought had the athleticism that the guys on Florida did. And, you know, you just watch them play. I mean, they just look bigger, faster, and stronger than did Ohio State. And, you know, it's amazing. All the game planning in the world, if their athletes are better than your athletes and they're out executing your athletes, you don't have much of a chance to win a football game.